And good morning. It's great to be here with you this morning. I come on behalf of Eastern European Mission, as Rob mentioned, and I'm very excited to be here today. Many of you know Dale Mitchell, Dale and Donna, who Dale's been your regional director for some time now. Unfortunately, due to some health issues, Dale has had to step down from his work with the EEM, and it breaks our heart, that is where we are right now, so that's the reason that you get me today. Someone asked me a couple of months ago, oh, you're the guy that's taken Dale's place, and I would never begin to presume to take Dale's place. He is irreplaceable, no doubt about it. I guess the way that I would turn this, I am coming alongside to help at this particular time. So I'm excited to be here today with you. I have good news. Is there anybody in the room that could use a little good news today? Okay, I kind of thought so. I have really good news, and I do want to let you know that my objective this morning is not for you to leave here saying, wow, what a great organization EEM is. Not my objective. My objective is for you to leave here today saying, wow, what a great God we serve. And that is truly what I hope and pray we accomplish today. We'll see. Okay, next slide. Not working. You know the passage, the story in John chapter 4. Jesus is talking to the woman, Samaritan woman at the well. You remember that story? And after he talks to her, then the disciples come up, and they're a little concerned that he's talking to a Samaritan, and a Samaritan woman at that. And after they express their concern, Jesus responds to them with this statement. I believe maybe with an eye roll and a shake of the head. Lift up your eyes. The fields are white or ripe for harvest. I think that sometimes you and I can get caught looking down. Looking down at our own struggles, our own problems, our own difficulties, the mess that the world is in, the mess that our country is in, and we can get caught looking down. And Jesus is saying, lift up your eyes. There's stuff to see. Don't miss it by always looking down. Next slide up. I believe Jesus is, next slide. Jesus is encouraging us by this statement. God is able to do immeasurably more. You know the passage. I want to report to you this morning, God is not just able to do. Our God is doing immeasurably more than all we asked or even imagined at EEM. And I want to report to you this morning some of the stories of our God doing what only our God can do. Are we ready to go? All right, next. We'll try it one more time. Maybe. We have success. Thank you. We're in business. The pressure's off you. We are entering into our Million Dollar Sunday campaign at EEM. It's our annual campaign. Runs through pretty much the last half of the year. This church family has participated with EEM, been a partner with us for a long time. And let me just say thank you. Thank you on behalf of EEM for your love for the people of Eastern Europe, your faith in the power of the Word of God. It means more to us than I could possibly express to you this morning to have great partners like this church family. And I promise you with all of our heart, we seek to be good stewards of the gifts that we're given. I'm going to share stories with you basically on two fronts this morning about what our God is doing. The first has to do with Bibles in schools. Many of you know that EEM started in 1961, the year the Berlin Wall was built. Six couples graduated from Abilene Christian, decided that God was calling them to go get Bibles to those people on the other side of the Iron Curtain. They moved to Vienna, started a Bible smuggling operation. They got really good at it. There's some great stories about all that. But in 1988, 89, 90, everything changed. The wall came down. Today, EEN distributes Bibles in those same nations by request, by the truckload. And one of the biggest ways that we've distributed Bibles in the last several years, you ready for this? Since 2008, EEM has been distributing Bibles in Ukraine in public schools at their request so they can teach Christian values in their public schools using the Bible as a textbook. Every time I say those words, I have to pause for just a second and let that sink in. Since 2008. But at the end of 2016, we had distributed Bibles into about half of all the public schools in Ukraine. Still have half to go. But half of the public schools in Ukraine have Bibles in their classrooms. They're teaching Christian values. This course is an elective, but the lowest percentage of students in any region that take the Bible course is 85%. And the highest is 96%. Does that tell you anything about the hunger these people have for the Word of God? Since 2008, we've been doing this. People have asked me many times, well, how's that going? Well, let me report to you how it's going. Last summer, I had the privilege to travel with the EEM team to Ukraine. And we got to go visit a couple of the schools where we'd previously distributed the Bibles, and they are teaching Christian values. You see Kiev, the capital city there, top middle, go an hour west to Zhytomyr. That's where we went. We visited a school where we, actually two, but this is pictures from one. We were greeted in front of the school. The guy in the blue shirt there is the superintendent of schools for the Zhytomyr region. The woman in the turquoise and white dress is the director of that school, or the principal of that school. She's greeting our president on the right, our director of Ukrainian operations on the left. This is in front of the school. Before we go in, she is telling our president in this picture, she's saying, this is June 3rd. It's summer vacation. School is out. She said, but we told the students and the teachers that the people that gave us our Bibles, they're going to be here next Friday. Would you students and teachers please come back on your summer vacation and help welcome and thank the Bible people? She's telling us in front of the school. We're going, there's not going to be anybody here. We had no idea what we would see when we walked in the door. This is what we saw. It may be a little dark for you to see, but on the left there, students packed all the way to the back. More than two-thirds of the student body came on their summer vacation. They dressed up. You can see the microphones there. They put on a musical production to welcome us. Obviously, they didn't put it together 5 minutes before we got there. They treated us like dignitaries. It was a huge moment. And then these students shared with us testimonies about what it meant to them to have the Bibles in the schools. The third from the right there, the girl began, by the way, she's 15 and speaking to us in her third language. Already spoke Russian and Ukrainian, speaking to us in perfect English. She said, what a wonderful opportunity we have here to study about spiritual matters from childhood. The Bible teaches us about God's nature and His character. And then she said, and I quote, I think it's really cool. You can't get a more ringing endorsement from a 15-year-old than that. Then the girl on the far right shared with us, she said, the most important thing to me is that the Bible is God's Word and teaches us about His will for us in our lives. And then she said, every Friday, I check a Bible out of the library and take it home. That is our family Bible. My family has never owned. We've never had a Bible in our house until now. The librarians at both the schools we visited told us every Friday the Bibles are gone. These children are taking the Bibles home. The families study the Bible together on the weekends. And I don't have time to share with you all the evidence that I have for this, but let's just suffice it to say, house churches are springing up all over the regions that have the Bibles. Isn't that an interesting coincidence? Sounds a little bit like, I don't know, the book of Acts. A movement is taking place. Wish I had time to share more with you about this movement. Yes, I did take a selfie with my hosts. These kids were so smart, so friendly, so respectful, so courteous and kind. It was a life-changing moment for me to see the Word of God changing students' hearts. The data is starting to come in. Half the regions have Bibles, the other half do not. The data is coming in telling the people at the Ministry of Education, in every region that has the Bibles and are teaching Christian values, overall academic performance and test scores are up, discipline problems are down. And in every region that doesn't have the Bibles, the numbers are opposite. I know that's a shocker. Isn't it awesome, though? There is tangible, measurable data proving the power of the Word of God to change a student's heart. This is happening all over Ukraine and every region that has the Bibles. What began as almost an afterthought at the Minister of Education, yes, you can have your elective, that's fine, but we don't have any money for the Bibles. You'll have to get the Bibles yourself. The team that were presenting this initiative said, we already have the Bibles, we've got EEM, but it's an elective. So it began like that. Now, every region that has the Bibles, these are the numbers. So today, all the way to the top, the Minister of Education, they love this initiative. In fact, this is the Minister of Education for the nation, Lilia Horinovich. In a recent interview, she said, EEM is a great partner in our work of changing the moral foundation of our country. I told you I had good news. The sound that you're hearing is the sound of the shifting of a foundation of an entire nation toward biblical values. Because the Word of God, the seed of the Word of God, is being planted in the soil of good hearts. And God, you understand, we're not this smart. We're not this good. This is not us. This is God that's doing this. And He's invited us to get in on it. And you as well. What a wonderful thing. Ukraine is not the only nation where we distribute Bibles into public schools. This year's result of Million Dollar Sunday 2017, we'll distribute Bibles in public schools in Ukraine, but also this year in Romania. Wish I had the time to tell you about that. We'll distribute Bibles in public schools in Croatia this year and also in Slovenia. Maybe you can catch me later on. I can tell you the stories about these nations, but God is opening doors in the former Soviet Union to get Bibles back into their society by starting with the children and teaching them in their school. This year also, by the way, in Ukraine, we've been distributing Bibles in grades 1 through high school. But there's a kindergarten teacher in Ukraine that decided, she said, we're not getting to these children early enough. She wrote a curriculum for the little kids, ages 3 through 5, pre-K and kindergarten. Presented to the Ministry of Education, has now been approved. This year, for the first time, EEM will distribute children's Bibles into 4 entire regions in the pre-K and kindergarten. So eventually, children in Ukraine public schools will be studying the Bibles in their public schools all the way from age 3 through high school. Okay. There's the Bibles in public schools. Like I said, I could go on and on. That'll give you an idea. Bibles in schools. The second story that I want to share with you has to do with all the refugees from the Middle East flooding into Europe, our backyard. These people, many of these people left their neighborhoods because this is what their neighborhoods look like. This is the street where they live, and they have fled, seeking peace, freedom, seeking not to die. Cities demolished, deserted. And many of these people come down at the bottom to the eastern Mediterranean route. They have come across Turkey. They get to the west coast of Turkey. They pay money to get on a boat. You've probably seen videos of some of these. Some of these boats are nothing more than inflatable rubber rafts, crossing a piece of the Aegean Sea, risking their life to do so. Not all of them make it alive. Over 35,000 refugees have died trying to make the little trek between the east, the west coast of Turkey and one of the Greek islands, risking their lives. They arrive on the shores of Greece, Europe. Many of these people, destitute, desperate, strangers in a foreign land, scared. And all I can say is, thank God that many of these people are being greeted on the shores by Christians with a blanket, bottle of water. Come with us. There's food, there's clothing, warm, dry clothes, there's medical assistance. People are transported to Athens. Last year I had the privilege to go to a ministry that we partner with and several churches that support that ministry. Every Monday night they do a meal for these refugees. Average crowd is about 600 to 700 Muslim refugees. I was in that room that night. I'm not proud to say that when I walked into the building, my overriding emotion was fear. Never been in a room with 700 Muslims. But as I began to circulate the room and meet the people, help to serve the food, I was greeted over and over by, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I began to look in people's eyes and saw the pain and hear the stories of what these people had gone through to get to this point. And all my fear melted away. Was replaced by another emotion, compassion. And I thank God that I have brothers and sisters who got it. And I don't know, is that, let's see, I was hungry and you gave me some food. Is that, that's still in there, isn't it? I was thirsty, you gave, I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Those are still in there, right? I'm just so thankful that there are some brothers and sisters of mine who heard the word and obeyed, because it is, first of all, these Muslims, many of them are shocked. It's like, now, hold on, you're Christians, right? Yes. How can you do this? We thought you hated us. We were taught to hate you. How can you do this? And the Christians answer, over and over again, it's because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. And it causes many of these refugees to then ask, okay, can you tell me more? And the Christians did tell them more and wanted to tell them more. The problem was they didn't have a Bible to give them in their language. So we started getting calls at EEM almost 2 years ago. Do you guys have any Bibles in Arabic? Or Persian? Farsi? And, of course, our answer was, not yet. And we did a printing of a couple of thousand in each, distributed mostly in Athens, Greece, but also in Germany. And then word got out that EEM was involved in printing Bibles in the languages in the Middle East, and requests started flooding in from all over Europe, where these refugees were landing and Christians were reaching out and touching them, and these Muslims are moved. They're touched. Last year, EEM distributed over 110,000 Bibles in two brand new languages for us, Arabic and Farsi. We will distribute another 75,000 this year. And I want to report to you this morning, Muslims are coming to Christ by the droves. This is one Sunday night at the Glyphada Church of Christ in Athens, Greece. 5 refugees baptized. The next Sunday night, 4 more. The next Sunday night, 3 more. The next Sunday night, 6 more. 2 Sunday nights ago, 2.5 weeks ago, 7 more. A week and a half ago, 5 more. Every week, Muslim refugees are coming to Christ, being baptized in Jesus Christ. And I want you to know this. If somebody this morning comes down here and says, I want to be baptized into Jesus Christ, how much physical risk are they taking that they might get beat up here? Zero. How about these people? And yet every week, Muslims are coming to Christ. Beautiful picture here. Remember the guy in the blue shirt, okay? Just remember him. I'm going to come back to him. I want to introduce you to several of our new brothers and sisters in Christ I had the privilege and honor to meet when I was in Athens, Greece. This is Hamid. He is from Iran. This is Fatima. She is from Syria. This is Behnuz. She is from Iran. This is her daughter, Asal, age 14. And this is the guy in the blue shirt. Masood, his wife, and his 2 children came all the way from Afghanistan. Now, you guys know geography? Do they teach geography here at the schools? Okay. Go from Afghanistan to Athens, Greece. Go look that up if you don't know. That's a long ways. But he went with his wife and 2 small children. The youngest was a 6-month-old baby boy. They arrive on the shores of Greece. They are ministered to. They are served. They are touched. They are moved. He asked the same questions. Why are you doing this? And everything that he had been told all his life, it was shattered in a moment. He had been told Christians were selfish, corrupt, mean-spirited. And suddenly, he said, I went across Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, all Muslim nations, and no one lifted a finger to help us. All that journey. I arrive on the shores of Greece, and who is it that's helping me and loving me and serving my family? It's Christians. How is that possible? It began a journey for him that ended with him and his wife becoming Christians. Today, this week, like he does every week, Masood will lead and teach a Bible study of Farsi-speaking refugees every Tuesday and Thursday night. And every week, there are new Christians coming out of his Bible studies. Muslims are coming to Christ by the droves. You understand, 2 years ago, nobody at EEM, nobody anywhere was sharing these stories. And now we are. Muslims coming to Christ. You know, you can't get a Bible into Syria, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. You can't send a missionary over there. So Satan incites all this war and killing and violence, driving these people out from behind the walls of oppression. And now they're free to listen. They're free to ask. They're free to choose. And you know what every single one of these new Christians tell us? They say Muslims are coming to Christ because of love. Not coming to Christ because somebody out-argued them or out-debated them or showed them the fallacies of the Quran or the inadequacies of Muhammad or showed the superiority of Christianity over Islam. No, Muslims are coming to Christ because, thank God, some followers of Jesus got it and came under people and just loved, served. I don't know. You think there's a message in there for us? Maybe. Okay. Now, I think all that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good news. But there's more. Are you ready for this? This picture. There's more to this picture of this Bible study. You guys have heard about Sunnis and Shiites? Heard about any of that? 1400-year holy war within Islam? Okay. Back to the guy in the blue shirt, Masood. Masood was there on the Monday night that we visited, where they're serving the meal. That's him on the far right. On the far left is our VP of European operations, Bart Rubinsky. Bart was there that Monday night, and he was observing Masood and the guy in the middle, Yasser. And they were standing side by side serving the spaghetti, and they were laughing and joking, and every once in a while, a piece of spaghetti would fly at the other one, and they were just having a big old time together. And Bart knew Masood, but he hadn't met Yasser, so he went up and introduced himself, and he said, "Where are you from, Yasser?" And Yasser said, "Well, I'm from Afghanistan." And Bart said, "Oh, you're both from Afghanistan. Were you guys friends? Did you know each other? Were you like friends in Afghanistan?" And they looked at each other, and they chuckled, and Masood said, "No, I'm Shiite. He is Sunni. In Afghanistan, we were enemies. But here, because of Christ, we're brothers." And the sound you are now hearing is the sound of our God tearing down walls. Tearing down walls between Muslims and himself. Tearing down walls between Muslims and Christians. Even tearing down walls between Sunni and Shiite. Walls of hostility torn down. How great is our God. This picture that I showed you, that's a picture of Sunni Muslim and Shiite Muslim gathering around a table together, opening and studying Bibles supplied by EEM. Coming to Christ, becoming brothers and sisters in Christ. Because of the love of our great God and the grace of Jesus Christ, the refugee crisis has become the refugee. For the first time, the door is open to the Muslim world. God has opened it, and God is charging through the door and is inviting us to come along. You provide the Bibles and watch. Our God is great. Real quickly, I want to share with you this. These are distribution numbers. Total number of Bibles and Bible-based materials distributed by EEM the last 3.5 years. 2014, 489,000 books, Bibles distributed. 2015, it went down a little bit, mostly because of the war in Ukraine. I'm sorry, I've misdone the number. The orange should be 2016. That was last year, a record year for EEM. We distributed over 747,000 books and Bible-based materials, a record year by quite a bit. And if you'll notice, the last column on the right is through the first half of 2017. We just got the numbers in for the third quarter. We have already surpassed distribution numbers for last year, which was a record year by 30%. What I'm saying is, it ain't slowing down over there. Doors are flying open. And God is calling us. You want to get in on this? You want to get in on it? You put on your running shoes. And we are huffing and puffing trying to stay up. But how exciting is that to watch our great God do what only our great God can do when the soil is really good. The word, the seed of the word, is planted in that soil, and God touches that seed and brings life in places and in people we thought were unreal. great is our God. I will have a table out in the foyer. I'll be here as late as I need to be here to answer any questions that any of you might have about anything. Thanks for the opportunity to share this morning. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you this morning once again for revealing yourself to us, for showing us who you are and what you're capable of doing and what you are doing, for showing to us, revealing your compassion, your heart, your creative genius in finding ways to bring people to yourself. Thank you, Father. And Father, I thank you for open doors, and I pray for continued open doors, and that you would give us the faith and courage and energy to charge through those doors as long as they are open. And Father, I pray for this sweet family, this church, the Leander Church of Christ. And my prayer today is that your kingdom would come and your will would be done here in this place among these people, just like it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. We're going to sing a song in just a moment here. You might have come here today and you've been moved, you've been touched like one of these refugees, and you want to be baptized into Jesus Christ and give your life to Him today. If that is the case, please let this song be your opportunity to come down front and let somebody know. Or if you've come here today and you're hurting, you're struggling, you're wrestling, you just need somebody to pray with you, pray for you, let this song be your opportunity to come and let somebody know about that as well. You have that kind of need. Please come as we stand.